Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Today's topic is something we all grapple with at some point. Creating healthy boundaries in relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? Or maybe you've said, yes, when you really wanted to scream, no. We've all been there, right? But the truth is, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for building strong, healthy, and fulfilling relationships. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like fences around our emotional gardens. They protect what's precious and allow us to nurture those connections without being overrun. So, how do we create these magical fences? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate some serious boundary badassery. First up, know your values. What matters most to you in a relationship? Respect, honesty, trust? Identifying your core values helps you define what behaviors are acceptable and what crosses the line. It's like having your own personal rulebook for relationships. Remember, your values are unique to you, so don't compare them to anyone else's. Next, learn to say, no, with confidence. This is a tough one, right? But saying, no, doesn't mean you're being rude or selfish. It means you're prioritizing your own needs and well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your favorite sweater without asking, would you? The same principle applies to your time, energy, and emotional resources. Thirdly, communicate clearly and directly. Don't leave things hanging or expect people to read your mind. When you feel your boundaries are being crossed, speak up. Use I statements to express how their actions make you feel. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted." It's about expressing your needs and expectations in a respectful way. Now, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. When you prioritize taking care of yourself, you have more energy and resilience to set healthy boundaries. And finally, be patient with yourself and others. Learning to set boundaries takes time and practice. There will be bumps along the way, but don't give up. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Keep refining your boundaries, communicating openly, and taking care of yourself. Let me paint you a scenario. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people you barely know. Someone keeps asking you personal questions, making you feel uncomfortable. Your inner voice screams, "Get me out of here." But then you think about leaving early, disappointing your friend who hosted the event. Ever felt that tug of war? This is where boundaries come in. You could politely excuse yourself from the conversation by saying something like, "I need to refill my drink," or, "It was great chatting, but I promised someone else I'd catch up with them later." See? Setting a boundary doesn't have to be confrontational. It can be as simple as redirecting the conversation or removing yourself from the situation. So remember, creating healthy boundaries isn't about being rigid or controlling. It's about protecting your well-being and fostering respectful relationships. Let's recap. We talked about knowing your values, learning to say no confidently, communicating clearly and directly, practicing self-care, and being patient with yourself and others. These are the building blocks of healthy boundaries. Remember, setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process. As you grow and evolve, your needs will change, and that's okay. Keep checking in with yourself, reassessing your boundaries, and communicating them openly with the people in your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you set healthy boundaries? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated so you don't miss a single episode. Until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.